three of the groups come through on Wednesday mornings, and we just finished up, and they're looking good. We're excited. You know, Orangeville, who you mentioned, they're our reigning regional champion from the last time we had regionals back in 2020. And then Hanover is a fairly new club that is gearing up and doing really well at, you know, bringing in some numbers and getting their club started. So we're excited to get together.
Now, how many kids are involved in the Owen Sound Club, and what are the age ranges?
You bet. So we're at about 60 this weekend, and then Orangeville will be about 65 and 67, and then Hanover around 30. The age range will be from about age 8 up to 17. There could be an 18-year-old or two also.
Ken, you'll have measures in place, obviously, and this might be a smaller meet than other years, but I think the bottom line, as you would see it, is that you're making progression to getting back to normal.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is part of a Swim Ontario return to racing plan. There are definitely some protocols and safety measures in place. There'll be three sessions throughout the day, and that'll help break up the numbers. We won't ever all be on deck at one time. There'll be about 75 to 85 kids on deck for each session. There's one at 9 a.m., one at 1 p.m., and one at 5 p.m. And so it'll be a long day for our officials and all the parents that are helping out, and we sure appreciate them. And, you know, it should be a great day.
Now, if people just want to go and watch, is there a fee to go and do that?
There's not. But, you know, right now, because of the protocols and measures, we've got to keep the numbers down in the actual Y. So I think we're going to be at capacity, you know, watching from the viewing gallery with our own spectating parents. There will be definitely spots outside, you know, and actually the windows outside the pool there are a great vantage point to watch from. We're hoping the weather will cooperate, because we'll probably have some parents out there too watching and seeing how the kids are doing. So we do have live results on our website. We've just launched a new website, so there'll be live results popping up on that, and also an app called Meet Mobile for all the parents and anybody who's a friend of swimming.
Finally, Ken, how vital is the McDonald's meet, one, to your club in terms of its operation, but also in terms of your competitive instincts that you'll be developing at this meet?
You bet. It's always a, you know, great early season meet, because the kids, because it's our home pool, do get, you know, ramped up and really motivated to swim well. And with the fact we haven't really raced against another team in probably 21 months, it's a great opportunity for them to really test their skills again. McDonald's has been a wonderful sponsor, so financially, that component and also the entry fees and things that are generated from the meet always do help on the financial side for the club. This won't be a big money maker, because it is a little small, but, you know, we're still positive on the finance side that it'll be a helpful thing for us, for sure.
Well, good luck to all the swimmers.
Thank you so much, and again, appreciate the coverage, guys.